You're listening to Season 6 of the Devoted Dreamers podcast, where we talk about our God-shaped dreams. I'm your host, Merit Onsa, and in this new season, I want more than ever to point you to God's truth to help you move from uncertainty to action in your God-shaped dream. We will begin each episode with stories of women just like you who have learned to listen to that still small voice of God, who have found the courage to take their next step and have trusted Him along the way. But you need to know that this show isn't about hustle or doing more, working harder, or being better. Nobody needs more of that. This show is about experiencing God's grace and learning His love for us in the midst of the labors, dreams, and ambitions He's given us, and all the challenges that come hand in hand with those. So whether you're starting out, or maybe even feeling like the years of dreaming are beginning to run out, whatever your dream and the doubts you're battling along the way, you need to know God sees you. And there's a beautiful passage in Ephesians 1 that I keep coming back to, where our gracious Father reminds you that you were created and chosen for a purpose in order that you might live for the praise of His glory. So whatever might be standing in the way of your dream, whether that's something deep inside of you or something external, God has a plan for you, His daughter, and He is with you in it. And I pray that you will know those truths a little deeper today as a result of this conversation. You can always connect with me and the other listeners in my Facebook group or via my Instagram at MeritJO or as a patron of the show. Everything you need to know, including the show notes, can be found on my website at meritonsa.com. And now, here's today's episode. Hello, Devoted Dreamers. You are listening to episode 135, and I have a little bit of a cold today, so forgive me. I hope it doesn't get in the way of our little chat here, but I am super excited to introduce you to Stephanie Gass, who I initially, I believe, heard about on Haley Williams' Kindled podcast. And I think, Stephanie, you said you heard about me there as well.
Yeah, I did. I love Haley.
Oh, she's great. So Stephanie, you are a female entrepreneur success coach, and I love that you help women uncover their God-led callings here on earth. And you have your own podcast, the Mompreneur Mastermind Show. Do you ever get tongue-tied on that one?
No, not anymore. The Mompreneur Mastermind Show. But I think initially when you say it, you know, it's kind of catchy.
Yeah, I should have done some little warm-ups there with my M's. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you on.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So tell us about your God-shaped dream and a little bit of kind of where you've come from. I know there's a backstory. There always is. So I'd love to have you go into some of that.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll start with what I kind of do today and who I am today. And then I'll tell you some of the gritty to get there. So what I do today, you know, like Merit mentioned, was I help Christian mamas that have a calling on their soul to do some kingdom work here. And they feel that God has given them a call, really take the big swirling ideas and create a plan, create clarity around what that thing is. And then what I do is I help those Christian mompreneurs then kind of take it next level using podcasting and online courses. Because I believe if you have this voice and you have this mission in your heart, why not share it? And if you have that dream, I want to help you get there. Because the biggest thing that people get hung up on is the how. I'm afraid of the how. I'm afraid of the overwhelm. I don't see the clear path. So I'm going to stuff this down. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because it's safe. And I'm like, no, we're not going to do that, right? Because if we have a God call, that's a God-sized dream that I feel we have to be obedient in chasing after. So that's what I do today. And I help those women launch podcasts and have successful courses because I want women to be ultimately happy and fulfilled on their time with their time here on earth. Okay. Now, that's not what I started out as. I started out in corporate 7 years ago, and that was fine. And then my company shut down. I'm like, okay, here we go. We're jobless and flawless. What should we do now? And husband was like, well, we're going to have kids, right? I'm like, ooh, okay. You know, yes, we are having kids. And I don't think I should have a 60-hour a week job that is all over the world, because I was jet setting to Germany and Spain. And so I was introduced to network marketing. And I believe that God takes us on this fun journey where he introduces you to something and you go dabble in that thing, and you're gaining experience for what the giftings that he has in store for you. And it's not always that place is not always the ultimate destination, which is hard for us as humans because we get really like comfortable. And so what happened for me is I got introduced to network marketing and I had a ton of success. Within 2 years, I was the top 1% of the business of the entire company. You know, $17,000 months, the big checks and the cars and the trips. And what happened is that became an idol for me. I was a Christian. You know, I've always been a Christian, but I didn't really have true relationship with God at this time. And this was right late 20s, like right around 28, 29 years old. And I got so lost in that. I thought people love me for what I do. The more money that I make, the more valuable I am, right? This is where my worth comes from, right? And so I got so stuck. And no matter where you are, you know, it's easy to do this when you feel like Earth is giving you all of the validation. It feels really good temporarily. So I kept going more, more, more. And what happened is that it all came crashing down, right? Because all of that was false. None of that was true happiness and fulfillment. But I didn't know what created happiness and fulfillment at that time. So here I was, 4 or 5 years into the business. It had crumbled. There's no other way to say that. I was a full-fledged workaholic. I was working at 5 a.m. I was working at 10 p.m. I was working everywhere we went. And it was at the expense of my health. I was having anxiety attacks. I had gained 60 pounds. My kids were like, never saw me without a headset attached to my face. And there was this dark moment, Merit, that had to hit me. And I love that God uses, he just has the most incredible ways of stepping in and realigning us. And so I'm stubborn. I'm like, God, are you sure you don't want me to be really successful doing this? So I kept going. And what he ultimately did was such a blessing. He stepped in and he kind of checked my heart. So this dark moment happened, or this dark quote unquote moment, and then it actually became the light. I'm sitting at the computer doing the budget. We don't have money to pay the bills. We've blown through our cash. We don't have any extra cash flow. We have to borrow money from my son's savings account. I go to the mirror. I have mascara running down my face. I don't recognize the woman, Merit, in the mirror. I am anxiety ridden. I'm on edge. I'm like, who are you? What was all of that for? If you're borrowing money, you don't even have the money to show for it. What was that for? Like, is this what you were created for? And it was like this shock to my soul that I wanted to be so much more than that. I felt like God put me here for more than the money in the bank account, more than the rank, more than the things I can do in a day. And it was just heart-wrenching in that dark space. And I felt like I had lost everything. But what I didn't realize is I had actually gained everything right there in that moment. And it took a minute to figure it out, right? I first ate all the Doritos and Netflix and cried myself to sleep every day.
Right.
Who am I? Like having a life crisis at 29, 30 years old. Anyway, what I did is I finally turned to God. Like I finally was like, I'm done. Like I'm done controlling everything. I'm sick of it. It's not working. Me controlling everything is not working. Like I'm going to hand this to you because I know you've always been here for me, but I'm going to really test this theory. Okay. Like, is God really here for me? Is this really where I need to be putting my entire trust and faith in? So I got back into church, which just so transformational for me to just get back in that energy and that space. Got back into scripture. I really feel like for the first time ever, I felt Holy Spirit directing me over the next year. So I got out a sheet of paper And this is where it started. And I wrote down the woman that he wanted me to be. And I wrote down faith-led, time with her kids, space and energy to enjoy life. People love me for who I am, not what I do. I am able to create an impact and a ripple on the world using the gifts that God has given me. I'm able to speak and point people back to him and help people, help women. That's really where I live, where I live and thrive. Help women uncover their own potential, right? And conquer their fears, knowing that God has their path already laid out for them. So I write all these things on this piece of paper. And all I did for 1 year was do one thing that that woman would do every day. So I'm like, oh man, would she wake up early and journal? Would she wake up early and read and Bible study? Would she wake up early and go to the gym? And I'm like, dang it, yes, she would. Like, she wouldn't snooze that alarm. And so I had to get into a healthy space spiritually before I could move forward. But since that day, what's happened is that God kept bringing me miracles. Once I got in alignment with what he wanted for me and I stopped freaking out and trying to control everything, God was like, oh, here's somebody that wants to work with you, and here's the provision you need to get through this hard time financially. Oh, here's that my parents called up. Hey, Steph, we have a free van. Would you like to use it for a year while you get out of the lease? I'm like, yes. All the things, like all of these incredible miracles started to flow in, and provision and the money and the favor and people helping with the kids so that I could get my life in order. But it wasn't until I got out of the way and I got rid of all of those false idols that I thought were so important. So then I just started taking messy action, because here's the secret. I never heard God's big booming voice be like, Stephanie, do this specifically. Talk about this specifically. But I knew I was in the wheelhouse. I'm like, okay, I know it's Christian entrepreneurs and I know it's women. I know I can help them with sales and marketing because I've done it. I'm super passionate about it. But I just want to start teaching women about how to pair what God wants for them and business. And it was terrifying because I thought it would be polarizing. I'm like, oh, I'm going to turn everyone away. They're going to be like that crazy Jesus lady over there teaching business. But what happened was it worked, because all those women were searching for me. There's no one talking about God and what that he's the one ultimately giving us success in business. He like pointing business and success and money back to God. And so because I took and I stepped up into that role, there was this incredible community of women that were waiting for me. And that's when it all kind of came together, came full circle for me. And thus what I'm doing today, which feels like such a blessing. I can't believe this is my life. I really can't.
And so how long ago kind of was that, that you finally felt like, oh, I'm doing it now?
Probably 2 years ago, because I think that healing process for me was like a year, and self-discovery. And like, I first tried like blogging and YouTubing, and then my kids would run in and throw fruit snacks at my head. I'm like, okay, I got to keep pivoting. So I just kept praying. I kept pivoting a little bit. God, keep showing me, I'm here. Like, I'm literally your vessel. If you want to just like move my feet or open something to give, like open up an app or something where I'm like, oh, that's the answer, right? So I just kept showing up. And I think that over time, he kept directing me. And ultimately, the place for me was my podcast. And that was where I needed to show up and have that community and start pouring out my message into the world. So about 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. And so your podcast, I think Happy Anniversary is in order.
Yes. We just passed 1 year.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's so
great. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Crazy. It's so crazy. And that podcast, that was actually my closest experience to hearing God audibly. I had a dream and I kept praying on what's the platform? What's the platform? I knew what I wanted to say, Merritt, but I'm like, where do I say it? Is it where, you know? And I kept praying. And I went to bed one night and I had a dream and the words were like vividly purple, start a podcast. And I woke up and I said out loud, I'm starting a podcast. And I was like, oh snap. Like, that was such a cool Holy Spirit moment for me. So yeah.
That's awesome. And I love what you said earlier about taking messy action, you know, I think we look at everybody else's finish line and we're like, oh, it's so perfect and it's all put together. But it's like, oh, you don't get there unless you just take steps that you don't know where they're going to lead.
You know, it's so funny. I wrote down a verse that directly correlates to that, which is Proverbs 3:5. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. And I just feel like, oh man, like we're so caught up in what's the end result? I can't take the step because I don't understand if it will work. I'm afraid of the how. It's overwhelming. I'm not sure. But ultimately, our responsibility is to step when we feel called, and he will make the path straight. Like he will give us the answer over time if we just keep stepping out in faith and trusting. But that's the hardest part for us, right?
It is. So that's a great tie-in. I wanted to ask you about where in this fear came into it, especially as you began to see what it was you wanted to pursue, and how did you deal with those feelings?
You know, what's funny is that I never had fear around, I love work. I am like, I'm like a weird human. I'm like, if any of you follow the Enneagram, I know that's like, oh, it's controversial because we're Christian. Like, no, it's just a personality test. It's fine. So I'm 3 on that, and which is the achiever. And so it's interesting because I was so afraid of falling back into who I was that I was afraid of like loving my work too much. Because it's natural for me to work. I love to work. Like I wake up, I'm excited, passionate about what I do. It's not, I'm like, oh, I don't wake up today and say, I want to go work out. So for me, the hardest part, I guess the fear came through of saying, I'm okay to love my work again because now it's kingdom work. This is not Stephanie Gass wanting to make a dollar, right? This is, oh my gosh, if I don't ever make $1 from this, but I make an impact on the women that he wants me to touch, that is the provision. That and he will figure out the rest. I don't need to worry. And so it was kind of relinquishing that fear of being successful, I guess, is really the bottom line.
Yeah. And you're right. That probably does look really different for a 3.
It does. Yeah. And everybody's personality has their strengths and weaknesses, but that's on purpose. Like you were created the way you are on purpose, and it's divine. Like you have the giftings you have, but the enemy loves to use our greatest strengths against us. So it's just being able to discern, is this mine or was this given to me through God, right? Like, am I doing this for me or am I letting it become something bigger than God? And so I'm always checks and balancing myself, inventorying my work-life balance to make sure, you know, am I really showing up for God the way that he intended me to? And that's important for everybody to do that.
Yeah. So maybe this is a good time to talk about your journal.
Yeah.
And we also were going to talk about being a mompreneur and finding time for the things that you love and all of that. So yeah, can you dig into like, what does that look like for you? And what would you say to the listener who's like, oh my gosh, there's so much I want to do and I just don't have the time to do it all.
Okay. I want to start by saying you have time to do anything in the world that you want to do. Okay. But it starts with prioritizing and getting super clear and taking your power back. This might be, there's no other way to say this. Us as women, okay, we love, I think most of us, we love to serve, we love to give. A lot of us have kids, we have spouses or significant others and friends. And so we feel like we're nurturing. So, oh, I got to take the phone call. I have to do the thing. I have to serve here. I have to volunteer here. I'm on the PTA. But what about my God dream? There's no more time for that, right? Mm-hmm. So you really have to, number one, take your own power back. Truly, and say, what is the number one thing I'm being called to do? Maybe the number one and number two thing that God really wants in my life. And then stop making excuses for why you can't make that happen. So there's a little bit of tough love first, because I can give you the tools all day. But unless you actually get your mindset right and say, I am ready and willing to do any of the work to get myself to the woman on that sheet of paper, right? it wasn't easy for me to carve out time to drive to the gym, and we don't live in town, and find childcare and find money to start outsourcing some things that weren't serving me. None of that was easy, but it was necessary for me to become the woman to do this type of work that I wanted to do. So that's the first thing. The second piece of it is you have to have a system of mapping out your life, really. And here's the organized side of who I am. My friends laugh. They're like, geez, man, to schedule you, we have to book you between spin class and podcasting between 11 o'clock 2 weeks from now on a Tuesday. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. What's wrong with that? And so the point of that is I have really hardcore boundaries, because if you guys have, let's say, any dream, maybe you want to start a blog, maybe you want to serve more, but you can't seem to find time, or maybe you want to start a business, or you have a side hustle business, but you're like, how do I fit all this in? You have to have this plan. So I call that time blocking. And the way that it works for me is I have a plan and a system that I use, and it all starts with a journal that I actually created because it didn't exist. I was using three or four different journals. And what I would do is I would wake up in the morning and I would do my prayer journaling. I would do my gratitude journaling. I would then have my intentions. And then I would do my actual plan, like my daily plan for the day of what I'm doing, time scheduled events, the to-do list, all of that. I'm like, gosh, wouldn't it be nice if there was one journal that had in it my prayer, my how I wanted to feel for that day, my top personal intention for the day, or my personal goal, my top business goal for the day. And then in the evening, I had my evening prayer. It had my favorite memory, my favorite miracle moment, and if I accomplished what I had set out to accomplish. So I like sat on that forever. And it's funny, God works in such cool ways. He kept bringing me people that were like, so when are you going to write the book, or when are you going to do the journal? I'm like, how do these people know about that? Like, I'm not going to do it. It's too hard. And then I had a girl on my show, and she was like, this is literally how easy it is to self-publish, Stephanie. She had 7 books. And I'm like, ah, you know, poop, I got to do it now. And I felt in that call, like the Holy Spirit chills. I'm like, okay, 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 okay. Mm-hmm. So I went and I created the journal, and it's called With God She Rises. And so this is how I actually do this. And it starts with being super intentional about what you want to accomplish that day. But here's where we struggle. We make a list of 37 things, right? Sound familiar?
Yes.
And you're like prioritizing, like yellow highlight is a blue highlighter is the secondary thing. It's like, oh my gosh, how can we function? So What I've done is actually paired it all the way back to 2 things. You get 2 things in your personal life and 2 things in your business life that day. And if nothing else happens, guess what? You are so insanely successful. And what happened is my productivity started going through the roof because all the noise was gone. Like, yes, the laundry is always there. Why am I writing that down every day? It's not going to get done. I'm going to keep ignoring it tomorrow too. So I started to be really intentional with how I planned my day. And it needed to start with God every single morning. So here's how you guys can use a similar tool. Now, whether you are like, oh, I want that journal, or you do it yourself in your own notebook, it doesn't matter. But you basically start off with, you know, your prayer, praying over the day. What do you want God to do in your day, or ask him to help you today with what that mission work is for you, or even give you clarity on what you're supposed to be doing. And then I write down how I'm supposed to feel, how I want to feel for that day. So like, for example, today I wrote down, you know, happy and accomplished. Those are the feelings I wanted to really feel. And then I write down my top 2 personal and business goals. So for today, for example, the personal goals were spin class, and I don't remember the second one. I don't have it in front of me, but it was something else to do with like personal development. And then the business one was I have a podcast interview, obviously. Hello, everyone. And then I had 2 coaching consultations today. So that's it. If nothing else in the big to-do list, which is in my other actual daily planner, happens, cool. I feel really good about that. And then the third component of this is having an actual daily planner. I use a paper planner because I don't want my phone dinging at me all day. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, do this, text her, blah, like it's reactive. And I want to control my time. I am in control of every minute and so are you. So I use a paper planner and I plug in all of my monthly events. So I know, okay, I've got a podcast interview with Merit this day, this time. And all of the scheduled stuff goes first. And then the secondary thing is the other life categories that are important to you. So for me, morning routine, 6 a.m. every day, the gym, 9:30 every day, phone off, social media off at 6 p.m. every single night. And that stuff is scheduled into my planner because it's a promise to myself. When I write it on a sheet of paper, it is now a promise. It's like a little contract between me and my heart that I'm going to live to the woman on the paper. If I'm going to be her, I have to be her. I have to do the thing. And so that's how I run my life and my day. And I just have hardcore boundaries. Like the day is the day. And if there's any open spot, awesome. That little opening is for, you know, social media scrolling if I want. Like you can still do the fun stuff, meet with your girlfriend for coffee, but it's not taking over the valuable spots where you can be becoming your best you. Does that make sense, Merit?
Yeah, totally. I want to ask, do you schedule rest?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So my favorite hack for rest, and this may just be my personality type, but because I run my business on social media, it's insane. I feel like I get re-addicted to social media every week and
every day.
Oh, I'm like, I hate it and love it at the same time. So I actually fully delete the apps starting on Friday afternoon. And if they're completely gone until Monday morning, I do not allow, because I have to physically remove it or I will click it. It's that bad. And that may just be just me. I don't know, but I know my community is like, no, this is us too. And we've started detoxing with you. So I do that. And then of course, you know, we're planning in dates with husband. We take lots of trips, lots of weekend trips. So I encourage you guys, and I love that you asked this question. Thank you. Book in all of the picture, because what else is the woman on the sheet of paper, right? She's rested. She's fulfilled. She's joyful. I just took a trip out to San Diego with my girlfriend. We had an entire beach day, nothing else planned, but going to the beach and like soaking it in. So don't forget about that. And you are worthy. Even if you're a busy mama, even if you're wearing a million hats, you are worthy of taking time and space to love yourself and to bring yourself some peace and quiet. We need it.
Absolutely. And we begin to like deteriorate if we don't.
I feel it. Can't you? I'm like, I need a social detox so fiercely. And sometimes I'll just do it. I'm like, because why do we feel like we have to show up for... And I don't know if you feel this way, Mary. You run a business. You have a podcast. You probably do. I feel like, oh, I have to show up. I have to comment back to everybody. I have to get to the DMs. I'm like, do I? Actually, no. I don't even have to reply to my email if I don't want to today. So it's giving yourself permission to just breathe and to just be at least once a week.
Yeah. Well, and I like what you said today. Like it doesn't have, I don't have to respond today.
Yes.
There's nothing going to burn down if I don't respond today.
And I'm a zero inbox person. So like the anxiety used to really get to me, like, oh my gosh, there's a one on the little envelope on my phone. And now, so I turned off every notification. Mary, I'm like, I don't even know if I get an email until I want to go into the computer, into the inbox. I can't see it. It's a beautiful thing when you realize I have control of my time. And when I react, the only thing that dings at me is my phone calls and texts because I have kids. That's the only thing that I allow to pop up on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, that would be life changing. That alone.
Yes. Do that. If you don't hear anything else I said today, y'all, like, do that.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for kind of going into that. Tell everybody where they can find your journal if they want to get a copy of that.
Yeah. So my journal is at stephaniegass.com/withgodsherises. It's got pictures of the journal, tutorials. I have two podcast episodes on how to use it and a live training. So if you get the journal, awesome. Which you'll buy it through Amazon, the link is there on the page. go back to that link, stephaniegass.com/withgodsherises, and do the training, because I want you to get the biggest benefit out of this tool. It's not just a pretty journal. It's literally a life tool for you. So that all of those resources are there for you.
That's awesome. So I am already fantasizing about how this will change my life.
Girl, I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to get yours.
Oh, awesome. Okay. You have given some incredible advice already, but for the woman out there who is like struggling to take the next step or struggling to figure out the dream, like what is the one thing that you would say to her that she should do next?
I think you really have to get out of your own way. It's so easy to let your thoughts be all consuming. Oh, maybe it's this. Ooh, I'm good at that. Like, okay, but if it was this, how would that look? Oh my gosh, no one would listen. No one would do this. No one would take me seriously. I don't have time. Like, get out of the way. If you're looking for the thing and you feel, is there more? Is there something else that I'm supposed to be doing? And of course, you're praying over this. You're searching for answers. You're journaling on it. Get out of the way. And the hardest thing for me, believe me, was fully trusting that God would give me the answer. And I kept trying to force it. What's the thing? What's the thing? What's the thing? And God's like, sister, chill, right? It's his promise, and he will make good on the promise in his timing. So it's fully trusting and relinquishing self the control that you have to find the answer today. It's just praying and having an open heart and being ready, because it'll come through and slap you and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the thing. Now I have to act and I'm totally freaked out, but he's got you. You are fully covered in God's provision, and God will bring you everything you need, like I told you in that verse earlier, to make your path straight.
Yeah. And I think when we get in those anxious, like snowballing voices, all that intensity, like we're totally missing that piece where he wants us to rest in him and trust him. And the only way that we can do that is to be near him and in his word. So I love that you mentioned that verse. I think you maybe had another one that you wanted to share.
I wrote down a couple of them. There were two that I wrote down about women specifically that I thought would be helpful. One is in Colossians 2:10, and it says, "And in Christ you have been brought to fullness." Ugh, like that one to me is so transformational, because until I was fully living the dream that he had for me, it was like there is this constant searching. Like, maybe it's that thing. Oh, maybe it's when I hit this rank. Oh, it must be when I get that amount of money. It's when I lose this much weight. It's when we take that trip. It was like I was constantly searching for this thing that would fill me and bring me peace, and none of it did. And so that verse was so, like, it resonated with me to my core, because, and in Christ, you have finally been brought to fullness. And it's like your whole life becomes full circle and you feel so just at peace with even the journey, even the hard stuff. Now I'm like, awesome. God brought me some hard, and that means growth. That means a new testament, right? A testimony that I can share. Like, so if that makes sense, that one was one. And then the second one was 2 Timothy 1:17, and it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidness, but of power, love, and self-discipline." And I thought that was also incredible, because God didn't call us to be afraid and timid. He called us to step out in his power and love and self-discipline. And to me, that's just everything I'm about. I'm about live fearlessly, because you know that if you fall, God will catch you every single time, especially if you're doing the work that he placed in your heart.
Yeah, he knows you and he knows your desires. He knows how he made you. Why would he let you, like fall into...
There's nothing to be afraid of, is ultimately the core message there. It's like, if you're sitting in fear or you're sitting in insecurity of should I do blank, you actually just heard scripture itself is telling you God has not given you a spirit of fear. you have nothing to fear.
Yep.
So,
and if you feel fear, it is from somebody else out there trying to foil you. So that always riles me up too. When I'm like, oh, there's actually somebody trying to trip me up. Scripture says the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy.
Spiritual warfare is a legit situation, ladies.
Like, yeah, it is. And we often are afraid to talk about it, but I think, you know, the things that are kept in secret get more power. And so let's just say we're not going to let him do that.
Exactly.
God has already won that war. So. Yes. Anyway, okay, fine. Do you want to talk about your podcast a little bit and what women can expect if they want to jump over there and listen to the Mompreneur Mastermind Show?
Yeah. So my podcast is for the Christian mompreneur that really is looking for that mindset shift, business, marketing, growth in her business. We talk about money as Christians. We talk about maybe some of the things that other people are afraid to dig into. I have great, amazing interviews, and I do live coaching on the show. So any of you that are really in the space of, I have a side hustle, I'm trying to scale, I'm considering podcasting, I'm considering an online course, come listen to live coaching because I've helped so many women do exactly that, and you might hear the nugget that you need to hear. And so anywhere you listen to shows, you can find it. Come on over. We'd love to have you in the sisterhood.
That's awesome. Okay. So this has been really fun. You've shared a ton of stuff in a really short period of time. So thank you for that. I so appreciate you coming on and just sharing your story and how we can prioritize our day. That feels like a dream to me to know how to do that. And I wonder if you would just kind of wrap us up with just a little bit of like a moment of reflection in terms of, you know, thinking back to where you were, like you said, in that dark space compared to where you are today. Like, how has God used all of this to change you?
So I think God has used all of this to change me by taking me through these different seasons of searching for worthiness. You know, I searched for worthiness in external beauty for a long time, got breast implants, ended up getting them removed like a year ago. So I was looking for validation in external beauty, you know, excessive working out, all of that. Then I went into, oh, okay, worthiness comes from career and success and money. And I went into that whole space. And then, oh, okay, you know, worthiness is here and there. And so I was constantly searching for worthiness. And God took me on this incredible journey of really high highs and then really low lows in that space, because ultimately he knew that one of the core places in my life was going to be touching and impacting women. And he knew that I needed a testimony. He knew there was going to be a woman listening to me going, oh my gosh, she's talking to me because I feel that way. And he put me in those places, not to hurt me or harm me, but to use it for good. And so the biggest takeaway that I have for all of you is the journey is beautiful. The hard, the dark, the breakup, the breakthrough, the job loss, you know, feeling insecure in your body, hating someone or going through a moment of discouragement with someone that you care about, all of that, I believe, is preparing you. And something incredible is around the corner. So if you can just learn to trust him and to know that this dark or this hard moment right now, ultimately, it's the beginning of the light. It's your story. It's your testimony for the future, for what you've been called to do. So my greatest joy now is that I get to love the journey. I get to love every day, every minute, everything about this life to me is such an incredible blessing. And just fully trust that God's got everything in control, everything, and there's nothing greater in the world but to serve him and his kingdom, because I am now full, right? I am now the woman on the piece of paper because of him.
If you have ever struggled with how to prioritize your day to make space for your dream, this was the episode for you. I love all the value that Stephanie brought to this conversation with how to plan out your day, steps to take to really prioritize what matters, and then put aside the rest. Talk about discipline. But don't you think it would be worth it to sacrifice something that is stealing your time, energy, or mind space right now in order to be the woman that God made you maybe a year from now, right? That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Okay, here are a few other takeaways that I don't want you to miss from this interview. Number one, that the place we are right now isn't always the destination. Okay, maybe that's obvious, and I didn't get to ask Stephanie, but I'm thinking that she probably would have never guessed that coaching and podcast hosting is where she thought she'd be while she was in the middle of her network marketing career. The truth is, and we know this already, but that you can't see where you're going, or at least not the whole picture, when you're not there yet, but God can. Okay, takeaway number two, the importance of getting to a healthy space, whether that's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is, wherever you're struggling, but to do that before you're really ready to take on the dream. So hers might look different from yours, which looks different from mine, but it is worth taking inventory regarding where you need healing before you take steps into your dream. It is so worth it to do that because it's kind of hard to do those things at the same time, right? To pursue something really seriously and intensely, but also have either some mental, emotional, spiritual struggles going on at the same time. Okay, finally, takeaway number three, you have the time. It is a matter of prioritizing your day. If that didn't come across to you, I don't know what did, but if it's a struggle for you, or you have little ones like I do, or something else that's like really just like stealing maybe is not the best word, something that's just really taking time in your life, it is difficult to see how it's going to work out that you would make time for your dream. But the time is there. You might just be giving it away to other things that you shouldn't be. So like, of course, your kids, or if you have aging parents, or if you have a job, or, you know, whatever it might be. But as Stephanie said, get out of your own way, take care of yourself, prioritize your time, find space to rest, and invest in practices that help you trust God. So journaling, scripture memory, prayer, and then I would even say confession, forgiveness, and repentance. And I've got an episode on that, one of the solo episodes I did this year, and I will link to that in the show notes if you want to hear more about that. I hear all the time from listeners who write to me about the impact of this podcast and these stories on their lives and their ability to take the next step toward their dream. I love watching you all flourish on social media whenever you tag me as you pursue what God has made you for. That is so, so fun for me. And if you're one of those people, and if you haven't reached out, by the way, I would love it if you did. And one of the ways you could do that too is by checking out my Patreon page and making a commitment to support the podcast this coming year. And while the show is always free to you, it is not free to produce. While it's definitely a labor of love, I cannot tell you what it's meant to me in a season of need for our family to have the financial support of listeners to keep the Devoted Dreamers podcast on the airwaves. Seriously, God knew we would need this when I launched my Patreon page in January of 2019, and I had no idea how much. So if you already give, you're already a patron of the show, thank you so much. And if you're not and you want to know more about how to do that, it is so easy. Just visit patreon.com/devoteddreamers podcast, or two other ways, click the support this podcast button in your app. So you should see that at the top of the episode, or scroll down to the become a patron button in the show description. Seriously, so easy. It couldn't be easier. And I'm already starting to brainstorm more ways that I can reward you for your involvement in the podcast in 2020. Would love to have you join us. And if you're ready to connect with other like-minded dreamers, we would love to meet you in the Facebook group. It's a great place to find community with women who love Jesus and believe he has given them a dream to pursue, whether or not they know what that looks like right now. Over there, we're sharing our challenges and our successes, asking questions, asking for feedback, and I hope that you'll join us in the Devoted Dreamers Insiders group. You will find show notes for this episode at meritonsa.com/podcast/135. There you can connect with Stephanie and grab a copy of her daily intention journal, With God She Rises. That is it for today. Thank you so much for joining me for this conversation. And wherever you are with your God-shaped dreams, may you have the courage to take one step toward their realization today.